Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Sister, we got to talk about something serious. Not that we don't normally talk about something serious, but this has got to stop. I'm in some other whole food plant-based groups, which is one of the big reasons Jared and I started our whole food plant-based communities. And I've got to share with you some of the heartfelt quotes that I've been reading lately. And then we're going to talk about what the problem here is. Here's the first quote. Since going whole food plant-based, I feel like cooking has become my life. All day, every day. And I don't like living in the kitchen. Help me. First of all, you shouldn't like living in the kitchen. We weren't created to live in the kitchen. We were created to enjoy the freedom of the garden. Second quote. My prep and cook time greatly increased when I went whole food plant-based. I spend about 2 to 3 hours for each meal. Wait, what? Okay, that last part was me. That one part of the quote. But seriously, I see this all the time. Now, if this was just one or two people, I'd think, maybe there's just something a little off. There's just something they're not getting. No, the system is broken, okay? There's a major problem here. And what I want you to know is there is another way. There's no judgment here. We just want you to know the truth, and that's what we're sharing with you today. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods, and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Hey, sister.
Hey, brother.
This is a conversation that can wait no longer to happen. So it's got to happen today. Now, in case you're like some of us, I'm not saying we all do that, but some people do fast forward through the first part. And if you do that, you got to stop doing that, because at the first part of the podcast, Jared and I give you the foundation for what we're going to be talking about. And it is very important. But today, because this is so important, I've got to share this again because I want you to wrap your mind around what we're talking about here. Jared and I are part of plant-based communities around town. Okay, and around town, I mean like on social media. Now, do I get in there a lot? No. Why not? Because number one, I hate social media. Number two, when I get in these other plant-based groups, and I'm not trying to bash other plant-based groups at all, but if you're part of them, you know what I'm talking about. You go in there, you share the stuff, maybe a struggle you have, something you're dealing with, and several people are going to point out something that had nothing to do with what you're talking about, and they're going to come down on you, or you're going to leave feeling condemned or frustrated or sometimes in tears. I see it happen day in and day out. That's not the gist of this, but I got to point that out here because this is super important. When you're in a community, You need to have support. I don't want you ever walking away from our community feeling like you don't have it. So we have a no bully policy, straight up. Have we ever had to enforce that? No. Do you know why? Because the people that are in our community are believers and they're loving on each other and they're providing ideas and support for each other. That's just what we do inside our community. We love each other. We're all God's children because we are believers walking in the way of the word. And maybe you're at a different step than somebody else. That's not looked down upon inside our community. But what is a problem for me and Jared is when you're having struggles and things that you really shouldn't be having struggles with. And one of those things is time, feeling like you're living in the kitchen. I've got to read these two quotes again. I want you to wrap your mind around this. These are two actual word for word quotes I pulled out of some plant-based groups that we're in. Now, this is just a sampling. It's like I said in the beginning, if this was just an oddity, something that didn't normally happen, it'd be okay. You know, maybe there's something they just didn't quite get yet and they were just getting started. But no, these are people that have been doing this for a long time. And several of them coming in here and saying this. And then there are comments below these comments of other people going, I mean, I'm talking hundreds of people. Oh, yeah, same thing here, man. I'm exhausted. This wears me out. I'm kicking nonstop 24/7. And I'm thinking, you just don't know what you don't know. It doesn't have to be this way. There's something not right here. So here are the quotes. Quote one, since going whole food plant-based, I feel like cooking has become my life all day, every day, .. And I do not like living in the kitchen. Help. Exclamation point. Of course they need help. This is a terrible problem to have. And then you go to the next one. Quote, my prep and cook time greatly increased when I went whole food plant-based. I spend about, 2 to 3 hours for every meal. I'm sorry, they wrote for each meal. Same thing, but I just want a direct quote here. What? That was my initial reaction. I have a visceral reaction to this, sister, because this just should not be. If you are spending 2 to 3 hours in there, there is something wrong. No judgment here. This is a judgment-free zone. But there's something you haven't learned yet that's going to take you to the next step. There's a lot of different pieces to saving time. We share these things inside our communities. We share this inside of Power on Plants and the membership. We get in there and we're able to answer your questions about how do you save time? How do you make it quick? We've done that over the course of time. We've talked about that on the group coaching calls. And right now I'm building our course and I'm so stoked about our signature course that's going to be coming out because one whole section, this is how important this is. One entire section of our course that's coming out in the future, and I don't have a specific date to give you yet. I know that you want to know when, and we're going to let you know first. You'll know first when it comes out. But I'm telling you, this is why I'm putting so much heart and soul into this, and I'm thinking through what's going to help you get the results, the step-by-step results that you need. This is not about getting a lot of information in your hand. This is about getting the information into your hands that's going to move the needle most for you, the quickest, and get you joy. You need joy in your life around plant-based eating because it's going to be sustainable when you enjoy it. And you cannot enjoy it if it's not quick. That's one. That's just one of the categories we're going to be talking about and covering. And you're going to have community and be able to get in there and ask me questions specifically around those things. We're going to have group coaching calls and things like that, even linked up with this course. But I don't want you to have to wait to get all those today. I can't possibly tell you everything I know in one podcast episode. It's not possible. But Jared and I are all about getting you results now, starting to get you on that path so you gain momentum because it's when you start taking action, even if it's messy action, you're going to start feeling better. Your disease can start reversing. The inflammation can start going down. And this healing that you've been told, perhaps by even a medical provider that was just impossible. Seriously, we hear this all the time. Like I was told that I would not be able to get well. Someone else just posted in our community. I think it's even in the free community that she had just posted this, that someone had told her that she was going to have diabetes. And this is kind of just how it is. I'm not giving you a direct quote there, but that's basically what she was told. And now she's reversed her prediabetes. It's gone. This is happening. It feels like constantly now inside our membership, we're seeing this happen. And the freedom that this brings, that somebody has told you and gotten you to believe the fact that, hey, You know, you can't get beyond this thing. And now we've got here these people saying, hey, it's just too hard. That is a lie of the enemy. It is not too hard because it's time consuming. Being difficult is a little bit different thing. But we think about if it takes a long time and it takes me away from real life and now I'm living my life in the kitchen. Even for those of you who like to cook, do you want to spend 3 hours on a meal in the kitchen when you could have it done in 5 to 30? Tops, easy. 5 to 30. The main meals that we make probably take me on average a real prep and do time, 15 minutes maybe. No more than 30. And I'm not counting the time like if I walk away and something's doing the cooking for me or whatever. I'm just saying like prep time. But sometimes we'll do raw and find a way to make it taste good. Or there's so many different ways to save time. I just want to give you a couple of ways to get started in that today.
And I'll throw something in there. You probably forgot I was even here because I've been over here in the corner kind of quiet. But the one person that said it took 2 to 3 hours per meal. If you add that up, say it took 3 hours per meal, that's 3 meals a day, that's 9 hours. That's a full-time job.
Right.
And if you're not getting paid for that, I could see where that would be very daunting. And it creates a mental hurdle. And again, they don't know the faster ways. You don't know what you don't know. But this does break our heart because we do see this a lot.
It is kind of nice to have that community. But is it helpful when mixed in with the helpful tips, you've got the things coming your way that are causing you to doubt your abilities or to think this is hard instead of simple? Or that it takes a long time instead of quick, or that it's just gonna not taste as good as what you're used to. I'm not even gonna say nasty, okay? But all these seeds are getting planted of it's not quick, it's not simple, it's not delicious. So it's the opposite, right? It takes you so long, it's hard. And then other people, you've got hundreds of comments chiming in. Yeah, that's just how it is. I mean, I was that way at first. You kind of learned some of the tips, but you know, you're just going to have to spend a longer time. That is hogwash, calling its bluff, okay? It does not.
Balderdash.
Yeah, it doesn't have to take that long. It just does not. The Power on Plants method does not take that long. It absolutely doesn't because we have been very intentional that it doesn't look. Jared is a physician assistant. He has his own patient load. I am a homeschooling mom. He is a homeschooling dad. We homeschool 3 of our 4 children now, 2 of whom are in high school.
And we do not have 9 hours a day to spend on food prep.
No.
With all of that.
No. And then I'm doing all the stuff for the business, writing the podcast. We're sitting writing the podcast. Jared edits all the podcasts for you. He's in the process of starting to train our oldest son to do that as well, which I think that is so exciting in and of itself. But I'm just scratching the surface of what we do in a day. Scratching the surface. I can imagine your life has to be at least that busy. At least you've got stuff going on. You've got dreams on your heart. And then you throw in the fact that you probably don't feel that great right now. You need more energy. You're dealing with this disease or this diagnosis that you've been given, and you're being told lies about it, like you'll never get better. You'll always have to take this medicine, and you find yourself going on more medication, and the symptoms keep getting worse. And now you're in a group where you need help, and you're being told it's hard and it takes a long time, or you've already gone through it yourself and found that to be true. I've tried plant-based before, Anita. It just doesn't work. But yet I'm still here hanging on to hope because I know that these are the foods that heal. I've seen the results of those who've somehow been able to figure out how to stick with it. It works. It gets to the root of the problem. It's not addressing symptoms anymore. Now you're digging to the root. You're addressing the cause, the problem that's underneath the surface. And now the fruit above ground shows and people are getting well and they are doing better and they do have energy. But you've got to know the big keys. And that's what I'm working on in the course. And that's why one of those things I'm focusing so much on is walking you through step by step. How do you save time so that you no longer believe these lies? You look at that and you think, poppycock, that just is not true. It is not time consuming. Honestly, I'm just going to be real with you. I'm always real with you, but I just got to say that because
we're
I want
be
to
extra
bring
real.
Extra real. Listen, this is the easiest way we've ever cooked, but it is also the quickest. We're not talking about simple today, but simple and time, quick and simple go together hand in hand. Like writing this course, I'm having a hard time separating my simple module, how to make it simple versus how to make it quick. I'm like, Jared, is this simple or quick? He's like, it's both. It's
both.
I know. So how do I decide whether I put this under the simple category or the quick category? And we're sitting here, seriously, these are the problems we have today. Writing a course for you, helping you get to where you want to be the simplest and quickest way possible by deciding, do I put this tip that's going to save them so much time and energy under simple or quick? Y'all think about that for a minute. That's funny almost. It really is, but it's great news for you. This is what's coming your way, and this is what we want to give you the keys to get started in today, because we don't want you to wait. Don't think, oh, I'm going to get started once the course comes out. No, you are a child of God. You deserve freedom today, and you're going to start walking in it today because you're going to take one thing that you learned today, like how to get this rotten, stinking thinking out of your head about it takes a long time, and we're going to give you some specific keys for that. But you've got to see first that this is what people are saying. So much of what you see in the world today and you hear in the world today, when you plug into this stuff, just like when you plug into the news, that's what's happening here. You're hearing lies. Things that are counterfeit. You are not of this world. You are of a different kingdom. And that kingdom says that the Father is with you and will enable and empower you and show you the next step to take. He's put you here. You're going to hear the steps. Now he gives you the beautiful and wonderful choice of freedom. So within the truth of what the word says how to eat and the best way to eat and the way your body was created to thrive, within that truth, he gives you creative license of how you live that out. So the beauty and the things that we're going to dive into inside the course is it's not just one size fits all. Yes, absolutely. There are principles. There is whole food, plant-based, and within that, we know that's what works, getting the oil out, getting the animal products out. But how you do that and how it works for you, there's some leeway in there. There's some playability. One person, I'm just going to give one little example, and I'll give many more of those as we go. But you've got to think about what for one person, they might really like their potato warm like me. So the 3 minutes it takes them to microwave it, or if they're going to be home, the hour it takes in the oven to make it. Or if they're going to put it in their Instant Pot, maybe by the time the Instant Pot heats up and it cooks, and you cook a whole batch of baked potatoes in there, quote, baked, and it's going to take me 25, maybe 30 minutes to do that, something like that. Y'all, there's so much I could teach you here. I mean, my mind is just exploding right now, but I've got to stick and stay focused for you because I want you to get results. Listen, there's all these different ways that you can walk this out, and I'm going to show you that, like I said, but you've got to see that within that, God has given you creative license, and I'm going to start teaching you your creative license that he's given you. You've got to make it work for you. How's it going to work best for you? You've got to have it the quickest. You want that microwaved, or you know what? It's going to be quicker for me if I learn how to make it ahead of time and have some waiting for me, because I don't mind the taste of reheated potatoes and the texture of that. Well, the taste and texture is different. Jared and I can tell you that because we've walked this path before you. We can tell you how to make the best French fry in the quickest amount of time, or how to make potato chips in three minutes. We can tell you how to do that, and they'll taste just as good as the ones out of the bag. But what I want you to wrap your mind around here is we're talking about 3 minute potato chips quicker than you could drive to the store and pick up a bag that's going to harm your health. You can have some created in your kitchen that tastes just as good or better that are going to love your body back. And now there's so much freedom. You've got time freedom. Yes, it's going to be so much quicker. You've got freedom in your body because you can move now a couple of weeks later and you're not hurting anymore. You've got monetary freedom because, hey, now I don't have to pay for X number of doctor's visits a week, or I don't have to go for that procedure. I mean, there's so much more here than just one thing. Each thing goes over into another, and before long, you've learned these different tips and ways to do things and the order to put them in and how to walk them out in your life. And now you become a whole food plant-based evangelist. You're out there telling people about it when before you didn't even know, and now you're sharing and you find people coming up to you in the store. Am I right, John? Or am I right? John could tell you. He has people coming up to him in the grocery store, y'all. I'm not kidding you. Asking him what he's doing, how he's doing it, how he's figuring this stuff out. Curtis, your doctor, right? You're letting him know. He's letting them know, hey, I reversed my diabetes. Here's the printout of all I've been eating. Here's where I learned it. Power on plant. Teach your client, teach your patients this. Get them free. Don't make them stay stuck when they don't have to be stuck. But many of the doctors don't even know. You've got to get yourself in the place where you're hearing truth and not lie. But you can amass all the knowledge in the world. I promise you we're going to get to the time-saving tips. You've got to understand this. You've got to wrap your mind around the fact that you are being lied to. And when you get yourself in those places where you're lied to on a regular basis, you start believing that stuff true and you lose hope. You've got to get yourself in a place where you are encouraged constantly. Get into our free community right now. What are you waiting for? Have you gone to the page before to sign up? But because we ask you two little questions to answer, you're like, I'm too busy. I can't answer those two questions. Please, you don't have time not to do this. It's not hard. Get on the page, answer the two quick questions. Boom, you're in. You've got all the podcast episodes completely searchable for you. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You could get in there and search Safe Time, and it'd pull up every time we've said Safe Time on this podcast. Boom, mind explosion right there. Think about that for a minute. Just this one thing. I want to learn how to save time. And you could pick up all the time-saving tips that we've given when we said save time or time or quick.
All delivered right to you.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode. The Power on Plants way of eating is pretty much the antithesis of what we shared with you is happening in these communities. Those quotes I gave you, it's the exact opposite with us here at Power on Plants. There is another way. The best way. These are big keys that you need to wrap your mind around if you want to start getting yourself out of the kitchen and into living life. What we hear inside our community every day, you know, if this is what we're hearing outside, what are we hearing inside? Direct quotes for you. Okay, I'm just going to read these direct quotes. This was so good and ridiculously easy. Now, these are all separate posts, okay? Quick and easy lunch for the win. I made this recipe as a side dish for Thanksgiving dinner, and it was so yummy and super easy. This is quick, easy, and delicious. Here's another. Today, I enjoyed quick and easy. Hashtag unrecipe. Okay, so they made an unrecipe. They cooked something that was quick and easy for them because they've learned the principles from Power and Plant Society because they've spent time with me and Jared, and we've shown them how to make this quick, how to save time. So now they're making an unrecipe. We've shown them the principles they need to make things without even needing a recipe anymore. Here's another quote. This didn't take much time at all. I used my blender and a quick rinse in between and boom, it was done. I decided to make a quick honey mustard dressing and it was amazing. Do you see the word there? Quick. So yummy and so easy. Dinner is served. So quick and easy. This is a quick, yummy, versatile recipe. Love this, Anita. It's a big, big in capital letters, time saver. More quotes. My favorite go-to easy meal is the Pop's tomato soup. If you don't know where to start, get the Power on Plants cookbook at powerplants.com/cookbook. powerplants.com/cookbook. Where do I start? I don't know. These are our tried and true quick and easy recipes. I've intentionally designed them to be easy for you, but I didn't just give you mains. What if you love sweets? You've got dessert options in there. What if you love drinks? Drinks are in there. So don't expect to come to it and get all main recipes. It's 50 plus recipes, but I've bundled them for you so you have some of all your favorite different things. Snacks, desserts, all of that. But it's got to be quick. And just like Carrie was sharing about the tomato soup, it's her favorite because it is one of her quick, easy go-to meals. But it's funny because I know she has a whole list of these things. She always says, tomato soup's my favorite. And next thing I know, it's the Alfredo sauce is my favorite because it's so quick and easy. I mean, it's just so funny because that is our gold standard. It's just the way we do things. I want to read a couple more because these are some of my favorites. I was able to take my kids to the park for an hour, y'all, and swim with them today while dinner was being made without me. I want you to think about this. This is not just about the hours you waste in the kitchen. It's about the hours that could be spent making memories. We get one life to live. She got to go out and make memories with her children in the park for an hour while somebody else was spending 2 to 3 hours in the kitchen thinking, I have to do this because I want to feel better. This is dieting mentality. It's got to go. It's a lie from the enemy. It's got to go. Here's another quote. I just love anything that makes life easier, and this does. It's been less than a month since I joined the Power and Plants membership, and it has been the best decision I've made for my health. It's tremendous to be a part of a group of like-minded people who share the same values and goals. Everyone's friendly and eager to share what they're learning, which is also going to make it way quicker for you. That was my side note. Here, back to the quote. They're always sharing what they're learning too, which keeps me motivated and keeps my motivation level high. I've lost all desire for the food choices I used to make because I'm loving how all the whole food plant-based meals are benefiting my body and mind and do not feel like a chore to put together. There's the freedom, the time freedom, the simplicity. These are direct quotes taken straight from our communities. Go right now and get into Podcast Insider's experience. There's no reason to wait. What are you waiting for? It's free. And there's so much value waiting for you there. All right, we're going to get directly to the tips. These are the things I want you to get started on. Number one, you need to get into the group. Get into the free community. There's no reason not to. PowerandPlants.com/pie. Two, have you started your go-to favorites list? If you've been around here for a while, Jared and I have not kept this a big secret. It's one of the big keys that's going to bring you success. There are many, but you have to start doing them, okay? So if you've been around here and you know about the go-to favorites list and you have not started it yet, I want you to ask yourself why. Why have you not done this for yourself? Start finding your new whole food plant-based favorites that are quick. I'm not talking about ones you just like the way they taste, but it took you 3 hours. Scrap it. It's the wrong recipe, or you don't know the methods to look at that recipe and take it from a 3-hour recipe to a 15-minute recipe. There are methods that you can do that. We show you how to do that. It's not hard. You just got to know how, and you just don't know how yet. Get in the group where you can learn how to do that, okay? But you've got to, number two, start your go-to favorites list. You know what that is, right? It's the list that you're going to keep. It's a running list. I don't care where you keep it. I don't care if it's in Word, if it's in notes. I don't care if it's in a pen to paper notebook in your hand. Wherever you can keep it, use it, and refer back to it time and time again over the years, do it. Inside this course, I'm going to show you an easy way to organize it where you can get all of those right into this place, find them. You can use them to drag and drop meal plan, things you can use again and again and again to make your life simple and save you time. Why? Because we need to be about kingdom business. And we're not going to be doing that, living our entire life in the kitchen. It's distraction. It's one of the enemy's main ways he keeps you stuck. It's distraction. Maybe you enjoy cooking. That's okay. Enjoy it. But you don't have to enjoy it for 2 to 3 hours if you don't want to. It's just not necessary. So have you started your go-to favorites list? If not, why not? Start today. Are you keeping it updated? Oh yeah, Anita, I started that. When's the last time you added a new recipe to it that you absolutely love that was quick and simple? Get it in there. Even if you have the Power on Plants cookbook, get your favorite recipes on this list. The ones that you think that is so easy. I loved it. Whatever. When you put your recipe in there, note the tweaks you made. If you made some tweaks to make it to your taste buds, that's what I'm talking about. You have leeway within the 5 power foods of how you might put it together or adding an extra spice or adding this or that or putting a little more of this or a little less of that. You're going to learn how to do that from us. We show you how to do that. Maybe you already have some cooking skill and you're doing some of that. Notate it now. Notate it now because I promise you are going to forget what you did. You're going to forget what you tried, where you found it, and what you did. So write down, what recipe is it? Where'd you find it? And what'd you do? And if you're doing it somewhere like notes or in Word, I want you to put a link to that recipe that you used too. Inside the course, this is going to come in very handy for you when I show you how to organize these things, where I can take you and show you my screen and walk you through how to organize these things. It's going to blow your mind. So when it comes to this go-to favorites list, trust me, every new one, as you find it, write it down. Trust me, you won't realize how much you already know until you do this. And you'll lose some of your most tasty, joy-bringing resources over time if you skip this step, and you're going to be costing yourself precious minutes and hours of your life. And you don't have to do that. So start taking action today. Step three, have you surrounded yourself with those who are finding their new favorites? I want you to think about this. Consider, sister. Consider, brother. If you are surrounded by people who are also doing the same, they're building their list as they go. What happens if you start sharing your list with each other? You should have a brain explosion going on right now. This is what it means by going farther, faster when you're linked up with the right people. They've already been a step or two ahead of you, or maybe they're at the same step, but their list is different. They've got different go-to favorites, different methods, different things they found, and you've got a place you can share that stuff with each other. How much more are you going to have on your list? How much easier is it going to be when we take those lists and you start creating these set in stone meal plans? It's not something you bought from somebody that you don't like the meals they put on it, but you felt like you just needed a meal plan. Say you bought it and you weren't really happy with it. It didn't work for you. So you ended up having to change it, revamp it, spend your hours of your time doing that. And you end up with your own meal plan anyway. There are ways to do it that's just simple, but you've got to know how. And that's what we're all about showing you. One of the ways is by surrounding yourself with other people who are making their go-to favorites list and start sharing those with each other. Start sharing those with each other. You've got to share if you want others to share with you. You've got to share if you want to be successful in this journey. It's not going to take long. It's going to take you way longer, 2 to 3 hours in the kitchen, than it is to get in there and share something you've learned. I promise you, when you share things, this is a kingdom principle. When you share and serve others, it is going to benefit you as much or more than it will them. You are going to feel so good about it. You're never going to outgive God. And it is a kingdom principle. That is the truth. You are never going to outgive God. So when you're helping somebody else by posting that, you're also making something searchable inside our communities where you can find it again if you lose it. God forbid if you ever lost your go-to favorites list, which you're not going to because we're going to show you how to save that. But if something crazy happened and you did, you could come back into the community. It's searchable and search where you posted about it and find it.
It's like your own little diary.
Wait a minute. I forgot you were there. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, I'm over here just taking it in.
You got a car analogy for us? Meet me.
No, not for this one.
Nothing. You got nothing.
I'm just in the back seat being quiet.
Oh, I need a moment to recover. Whew. Okay, sister, I'm sorry, but sometimes I get on this
soapbox. You're on fire.
It's just, I can't help it.
You're on fire over there.
I love my family. You are my family. You are our family.
Take care of family.
Listen, we're all about it, and we're about taking care of each other in this family. Once you join and you become a part of the Power on Plants family, and you come into Podcast Insider's Experience, and you come into our group coaching program, and you come into the course, however you come into our world, you become a part of the family. You are not alone, and we're going to share our resources with each other freely in a no-judgment zone with other believers. And if God shows us something, we're not scared to share a Bible verse either, because we're not going to get hounded about it, right? And it doesn't mean you have to be a believer to come into our world and our courses. We're going to love you too, but we're all going to live by the same principles of showing respect for each other and helping each other along the path as we go. This isn't just about you getting to the place that you want to be. It's about taking the hands of those that are beside you and us traveling along together, because it is true. You are going to go so much farther and so much faster because God's going to bless that, because that's a kingdom principle. It's about making his kingdom greater, growing his kingdom together, loving each other. These are fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience. Now, we don't have to be so patient that we're okay with spending 3 to 4 hours in the kitchen. That's not patience. That's foolishness. Proverbs is filled with stuff about foolishness, okay? We're not going to be a fool, but we're going to be patient with each other and loving and caring and giving and serving and sharing. This is the place where you can surround yourself with like-minded believers, but also get those ideas and the encouragement that you need. So you're going to join hands and listen. When you do that, what's going to happen to your new favorites list? It's going to get full of wonderful, tried and tested things. Now these are no longer recipes that somebody's just throwing out there. Oh, this is plant-based. I love it. It's really good. And like they just threw a bunch of stuff together and are hoping to sell a cookbook. They may not even be whole food plant-based. And some of them, if they are, I've tried the recipes. Have you ever tried the recipes and you think, have they ever made this before? Like, did the person who actually write this, did they make it? It just makes you wonder. But I'm going to teach you how to tweak things to make them your own. So sometimes even those recipes and things that aren't great, you can tweak them. but you want to be sharing with each other, because Jared and I see 100% of the time, I've said this so many times recently, but we started looking at it and noticing who is getting results and why, because we're all about getting you results. And we see that those who are getting results are the ones who are showing up, sharing, and growing together. So again, think about when you start sharing and others start sharing, how is that going to affect your go-to favorites list? And when you've got a full list of go-to favorites that are all very quick to make, let's just say 30 minutes or less, very quick to make, are simple to make, the processes are actually simple, and they all taste good and they're tried and true, what's going to happen to your ability to pull a meal together? It's going to be speedy, happy, and taste amazing. And we call that plant-based joy. You're just going to be so thrilled. You will never feel deprived. I mean, Jared and I sit here and we eat and we look at each other across the table and go, why would we ever feel deprived? Why would we ever think about going back? We wouldn't. It never crosses our mind, except for when we hear somebody talk about how they've tried plant-based before and it just didn't work for them. And time is one of the reasons. What we're talking about today is one of the reasons. So now we've talked about some of the steps you can start taking today. I don't want you to walk away from this and just have knowledge. Get the simple recipes that are tried and true. Get the Power and Plants cookbook at powerandplants.com/cookbook. Get that in your hands and start taking action. And then get inside Podcast Insider's experience and start asking questions about those recipes, tweaks you've made, things you've done, what other people liked best so you know what to try first, what were the quickest and easiest that people found. Share the other recipes that you've tried. We're fine with you sharing, hey, I tried this from this person, I really loved it, here it is. As long as it falls under whole food plant-based, and if you're not sure, ask us. You can ask us first, hey, do you care if I post this as this and that? What do you think? Just within the frame of, you know, there is some leeway within the frame of the five power foods, fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes. So we really don't want you to post anything that has oil in it. We don't, because we want to try to get people off oil, because I know how sick that made me 10 years ago. And we looked at the research and we know how it makes people hurt. It causes inflammation. It causes disease. That's not what we want you to have. We're wanting to free you from those things. The enemy wants to steal your life from you. We're looking to restore it. God's looking to restore it. So that's our heart, because that's his heart. So get into Podcast Insider's experience right now. It's a very simple process. Just go to powerandplants.com/pie. That's powerandplants.com/PIE. Then when you get in there, you're going to start sharing. You're going to start trying new things and sharing the new favorites that you find. And if you tried something and it didn't go well, let us know. Let your peers know, hey, I tried this, it didn't go well. What would you do different? I did this, I tweaked that, whatever. Ask your questions. This is a perfect place to do that. And now you've got all the episodes searchable at your fingertips. Start searching, save time. Time, quick, easy, all that stuff. Listen, you're going to have the places to start. What I don't want you to do is search that and come up with 20 different things we've shared on the podcast, which I'm sure we shared at least that many, and not start taking results on one or two. So just find one or two and stop searching. It's not about amassing information. It's not about, I know more about whole food plant-based than the next person. That's not going to help you in any way until you start taking action. So find one or two things you're going to do. And I would say start with one new thing you're going to try that's whole food plant-based. And share your experience with it. Try another new thing and share your experience with it inside of pie. If you're in Pops right now, if you're one of our Pops members, and I know you guys all listen to and tell me and Jared all the time, you find value in the podcast, even though you're inside the group with us, because we give so much value here. But we're about getting you results everywhere we go. So even if you're inside Pops and you're listening and you're a member, I want you to start doing more of this. Find one new thing this week to try and then start telling what you liked, what you didn't like. Is it going on your go-to favorites list? Is it a new hashtag and recipe? That's another thing we use inside our communities. We want to know, was it something you can make without even needing a recipe? You now have the steps you need to get started with saving time. Friend, Jared and I do not want you to stay stuck any longer. There's no reason for it. You have the steps. We've recapped the steps. It's time to take action and escape the stinking thinking. You're not going to believe how quick and easy this is. It is the easiest way to live. It is the quickest way to cook. It is the simplest cleanup. It's going to get you results that last. This is sustainable when you do it the Power on Plants way. Listen, we put a lot of prayer into the way we teach things. We put a lot of study. We dig into the nutritional research. We also look at Dr. Greger because he digs into the nutritional research. We're both healthcare professionals. Jared is a physician assistant. I'm a nurse. We look into this stuff. Jared specialized in lifestyle medicine. I'm an integrative nutrition health coach. We went for specialized training, even though we dug and figured this stuff out for ourselves. We didn't want it just to be, hey, this worked for me, so it might work for you too. No, we want proof. We want the results. We look at what does God say in the Word, and let's get back to the garden as close in every area of our life as possible. That's in how we treat people and how we eat and how we spend our time. We want to be good stewards of our time. We don't want you spending 2 and 3 hours in the kitchen. If you are, or you just don't ever want to do that ever, get inside Podcast Insider's experience today. Again, that's powerandplants.com/PIE. We hope you have an amazing week, sunshine. It's only looking up from here. You are looking at a fantastic future, and God has your very best interests at heart. We are praying for you. We are excited about all that is to come, and we'll see you soon inside the community.